It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a partner suitable for him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In our study in Scripture right now, we took a brief hiatus from that yesterday, unintentionally, but it turned out very beautifully. We're going through the beginnings, the book of Genesis. Genesis, we're only in chapter 2 right now, and already we could spend an entire year studying what we've gone over, even if we went preaching and studying through it each and every day. And if you take what is said here today, this whole week in Genesis chapter 1, 2, and tomorrow when we're going to cover 3, which is the fall of man, you can find in there the basis of what Pope John Paul II, St. John Paul II rather, preached on for many years in his Wednesday teachings as Pope. The theology of the body is what it's been congregated in, speaking about the great gift, the great of human sexuality, and how God planted within our very nature a beautiful theology of what it means to be man and woman, son and daughter, child of God. And so what our Lord speaks about, what God speaks about in this passage, is probably lost on each and every one of us today. God has always been referred to as He, but here, today, we see that He is referring to Himself as we, as let us. You find that again, if you look at Tuesday's reading, He says, let us create man. You see the pure plurality of God. That's the word Elohim in Hebrew, meaning a plural gods, the gods. God being not just merely one person, but as we know through our teachings, He is three, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so when God says it is not good for a man to be alone, He's saying, look, I made man to be special. I made man to have communion. And Adam can't have communion by himself. Pope Benedict XVI, our former pope, speaks about this as a primordial solitude that man existed in, which he likens to the state of hell. Because hell is a state where one cannot communicate with another, one cannot share the deepest, most personal part of a person with anybody else. And so when we close ourselves off from others, when we go into ourselves, and especially when we close ourselves not just in solitude, but solitude even from God, and don't even think to have our relationship with Him, cut Him out of our lives, we do that most surely through mortal sin. It is then that we become the antithesis or the exact opposite of what God has created us to be. It says male and female, He created them because He wanted them, us, to have communion with others just as God has communion within Himself, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, relationship. And so today, our Lord is asking us to examine our own relationships and to see how it is that we're relating with others. Are we really living in communion with those who are around us? Are we really seeking to see how my husband or how my good friends complete me in a way? Am I allowing them to be my helpmeet? Or am I allowing myself to be a helpmeet to them? This is what our Lord is calling us to today, to see that. And if we can truly be a people of the Eucharist, that already means we're being a people of communion, because we receive Him into ourselves. Only in Christ, with the Eucharist, can we actually discover what real communion is, which frees us from that primordial solitude, loneliness, which keeps us from understanding and being understood by others. If you can receive Him today, let Him bring you into communion with Himself so that you can be in communion with those who are around you, so that you can truly be true daughters and sons of God, who is our Father, and be with Him forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.